I'd been dreaming of taking a break from early spring in northern New England, and spending 2 weeks in Spain as a family sounded like just the ticket. Since round-trip airfare for four was more than we could afford, I got tickets by using sign-up bonuses from opening a couple credit card accounts. And it was a memorable trip, from the Alhambra in Granada to the Alcazar in Seville. We climbed the Rock of Gibraltar and took a ferry to Morocco, where my kids and I set foot in Africa for the first time. We visited Cadiz on Spain's Atlantic coast, first settled by the seafaring Phoenicians 3,000 years ago. And we toured many cathedrals, including Barcelona's Sagrada Familia. But on our first morning in Madrid, we watched Spanish TV coverage of France's Notre Dame Cathedral burning. And as a worldwide outpouring of grief and support for the historic cathedral made international news, we witnessed another response on social media, where someone wrote, "What about this cathedral?" and posted a picture of the Northern California forests that burned last summer. Someone else posted a picture of the Great Barrier Reef, now dying from warming ocean temperatures, asking, "What about this cathedral?" The destruction of these and other examples of what many call nature's cathedrals has been associated with climate change. So now I can't stop thinking about the true cost of those free plane tickets. In Spain, we traveled green by taking buses, metros, and trains. But those round-trip flights added significantly to our family's annual carbon impact. Right after we got home, the United Nations reported that in coming decades, 1 million of the Earth's species are expected to become extinct because of human activity, including carbon emissions. And now, parliaments in Ireland and the UK have declared a climate emergency. I want my kids to see the world, not just read about it. But now I'm more conscious than ever that it may come at a cost I'm no longer willing to pay.